new study published in today's edition of the New England Journal of Medicine suggests much of the country is oversupplied with doctors and facilities to treat premature and sick babies. The study found that more abundant medical resources don't necessarily reduce the death rate of newborns. Dr. Kevin Grumbach is a public health researcher at the University of California at San Francisco. He wrote an editorial in the New England Journal to accompany the findings.
I think the issue is not that we're doing too much necessarily for those sick preemies who really need care. I think we'd all agree that having these specialized services is really essential for those high-risk babies. But what's happening is we have far more supply of these resources than are being used just for those high-risk sick babies, and we're probably at a minimum wasting investment on specialized services that aren't needed because there just aren't that many sick newborns being born in the United States. And in some cases, there may be concerns that we're actually over-treating the well newborn because we're just equipped to treat every newborn as potentially a high-risk case.
So you're saying that in certain locations and in hospitals in those locations, you just have too many beds in the neonatal intensive care unit, you have too many doctors specializing in this area?
Right, and I think a lot of the evidence shows now that what you have is neonatologists not just taking care of those high-risk preemies, but they're often taking care of well newborns who are a normal part of life is having a well newborn, and I think there you need a good nurse and you need somebody to do a good checkup and reassure the family that you have a healthy newborn, and you really don't need a lot of fancy machinery and highly specialized physicians who in some ways are trained to look for pathology and not really just to help a well newborn on the way home.
Why have some areas of the country invested so heavily, too heavily, in this specialty area of medicine?
It is the irresistible market logic of our very irrational system. Intensive care neonatal units are profitable for hospitals. They command high reimbursement from insurers. Neonatologists make more money than just a general pediatrician. And we have no system that plans where those resources are most needed and limits oversupply or prevents oversupply in areas that don't need them.
I'm sure there are some folks listening who are going to be saying, you know, I live out here in a rural area and we certainly don't have an oversupply of neonatal specialists and facilities. Is there a significant geographic oversupply in some areas and undersupply in other areas?
That's exactly right. If you go, a typical affluent metropolitan area will tend to be oversupplied, then more rural communities or communities of lower income, and actually some of my own research has shown particularly communities with higher proportions of minority populations tend to be the have-nots.
Some skeptics of this study suggest that its weakness is that it deals with death rates, but that there are other important factors, like a child's mental and physical development, that might have been taken into account here.
I think those are legitimate criticisms. I think I would also share some of that this isn't the final word on whether there, in fact, are some benefits that we're not able to detect just looking at survival rates for newborns. But I think the jury's out. I think our mistake in the United States is just to assume that somehow all this specialization and technology is always producing benefit. And I think it's time that we demand a little more evidence and proof before we make those assumptions.
Thanks very much, Dr. Grumbach.
Thank you.
Dr. Kevin Grumbach is a public health researcher at the University of California at San Francisco.